Hello and welcome to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael, and I am pretty excited about the guest that I have in the studio today. We are going to be talking with Chris Shipe. He is a board member of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative, and we have Kent Farmer here with us. He is the CEO of REC. Wow, that's a whole lot of alphabet going on there.
Yes, it is.
So I want to thank you guys for coming in to chat with me and kind of giving me the inside scoop and the background and teaching me something about my electric cooperative.
Well, thank you for having us. This is a wonderful opportunity.
Absolutely. So I'm going to start with you, Kent, Chief Executive Officer of an electric cooperative. That's kind of a big deal.
It is, and I'm very proud of it, actually. I am a longtime employee. I started with the co-op almost 40 years ago.
Wow.
As a management trainee, and it has worked out very well.
So when you were a young kid, were you that kid that walked around your house and kept turning off the light switches and stuff and saying, hey, we need to conserve energy, the electric bill's going to be too high?
No, that was generally reserved for my mom and dad. So.
Well, and the one thing that I will tell you that I have learned, Lewis O'Berry is one of your energy consultants, your energy experts at REC. He's done the show with me a couple of times. He explained to me that now the lights themselves aren't as much of an energy drain as people used to think they were because of light bulbs and energy efficiency. So sometimes turning them off isn't really going to save you as much money as you think it will.
Well, it won't, but that's just a part of doing all of the energy efficiency things together. You know, turning your thermostat down a little bit, turning the lights off when you're not there. It's all of these things together, though, add up, and they do save our members money each month. So we encourage all of them.
Well, and Chris, I want to say you are a Clark County boy, so to speak.
I am. Very thankful to live in Clark County.
And that's kind of one of the things that sets REC up. I mean, you guys have your board members and you have representatives in all of the communities that you serve. And you represent Clark County.
Part of Warren County, yep.
Awesome. So were you that guy? Were you the one? Because I know you're kind of in insurance overall.
Actually, what really brought my interest in the co-op, and this is a wonderful thing about the co-op, is I believe in co-op. I believe in the cooperative business model, meaning that we're here for each other. We represent our members. And I also run a co-op on my day job. And so when Rappahannock took over the Clark County territory, they put an ad in the paper, and they also put bill stuffers in asking for folks that may be interested to be part of the governance. It was a very open and transparent process. And thankfully, I think because of my cooperative background and understanding how the difference between a co-op and a for-profit company, I was selected to serve on the board. And I'm very thankful to represent Clark County. And I think folks around Clark County know me and know that I'm very accessible. And when there's an issue with the co-op, which generally is a very minor thing, that they know they can go through me.
Well, and so let's touch on that a little bit, because we've talked about the fact that you are a co-op, which is a little bit different. I remember when it came to this area, I'm like, a co-op? What in the world is a co-op? I'm used to having the power company that all they wanted was my check every month. A co-op is a lot different because as a member, I actually own part of the company that I'm paying my electric for.
Absolutely. And that's how we got started back in the 1930s. The investor-owned utilities wouldn't extend power out into rural areas because there weren't enough customers per mile of line or per investment to allow them to make an appropriate return for their shareholders. But at the time, agriculture was the primary business in this country, and the Roosevelt administration felt like we had to solve the problem of electricity in rural areas, and they created the Rural Electrification Administration. It provided low-cost financing to local communities to start their own electric company, and that's how Rappahannock got started. It started off initially as Virginia Electric Cooperative in Bowling Green, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another one that was Northern Piedmont Electric Co-op that started in Culpeper. In 1980, those two companies merged to form Rappahannock. But it is all a result of the New Deal from the 1930s. And that's how the rural areas of this country ultimately got electrified. Today, electric co-ops serve almost 70% of the land mass of the United States.
Wow.
only about 12 to 15% of the total customers, electricity customers. But again, 70% of the land mass, and that's served by roughly 900 electric co-ops similar to Rappahannock.
And being a co-op kind of sets you apart in other ways, too, because as a member, I get benefits, I get perks, but it also makes you be more involved in our community. You want to know who the people are and how you can help serve them a little bit better.
We are the community. Our employees all live and work in the communities that we serve. We go to church with each other. We coach our children's little league teams. So we are very much a part of the communities that we serve. And that's what we think separates us from the normal utility.
Well, and Chris, you touched on that briefly. Do you get questions every once in a while? I mean, is there something that people come up and they ask you, you know, hey, how come or why is that you think you don't, how can you not know this? We put this out everywhere, or myths and misconceptions?
I guess a big misconception, and that is the one thing about the co-op. The co-op serves underserved areas, areas that the big guys didn't think they could make money at. And quite frankly, that's why Rappahannock was able to take over Clark County, because Allegheny didn't think they could make money, and they let the system go. Some of the things, one of the biggest misconceptions I think that's out there right now about Rappahannock is that we don't support renewables. And actually, interesting, that's a very important thing in Clark County. Actually, the last time I looked, Clark County had the highest percentage of people using renewables.
Oh.
So renewables is very important in Clark County. Our folks at Rappahannock are out there helping folks do it the right way. And we want to support renewables. We just want to do it so that it makes sense and that it works well and that it's done in a fair and equitable manner. Another big misconception maybe sometimes a very small people maybe perceive that the co-op is not accessible or maybe not transparent. And nothing could be further from the truth. Again, anyone that knows that actually has the time to interact with anybody from the co-op, we're there. And the greatest thing is, I don't want to sound like I'm down on Allegheny or the investor-owned utilities, but I can never remember them coming to Clark County and putting on an event, the Get Connected event, where bring our people, talk to the CEO. I suspect nobody from Clark County has ever met the CEO of Dominion Energy or Allegheny. A lot of folks have gotten to know Kent, okay? Likewise, you know, it just brings joy to me that during our Clark County Christmas parade, the Rappahannock folks bring trucks over and they go out and they talk to people. And this is who we are. We're accessible. We support our communities.
Well, and that's evident to me because I know so many people. I mean, I know some linemen. I know your customer service people here in Warren County. I've met, you know, a ton of people. When you guys came to this area, I helped with your grand opening for your new office. And everybody was just phenomenal. And they kept asking me over and over again, who else do we need to know? Where else can we go? Who do you know in a nonprofit area that could use some help? I mean, you guys really did embrace this community when you came into it.
Yeah, and that's actually, that segues into something else. The co-op is very, the folks at the co-op, particularly the employees, have a huge heart for our communities. And one of the things that all our members can do is get involved in the power of change. And what the power of change does is just round your bill up by a couple of cents. And the more people that do that, that money comes right back into the community. We have an independent board that helps administrate that. And this year, correct me if I'm wrong, Kent, we'll be able to give out about $100,000 back to the community to worthy organizations. And there's many organizations that benefit from that. On top of that, our employees have their own run plan called Operation Big Heart, where they hold events all year long and they raise money for various nonprofits. And then on top of that, the co-op was one of the top contributors to the United Way. So it really shows that the folks at the co-op have a huge heart and really care about our communities.
Well, and in other ways, you do it from a business perspective, which has always impressed me. We were talking about Lewis O'Berry coming and doing the show. You actually have energy experts that will come out to your house and
Absolutely.
Do an energy audit. So it just seems so weird because, you know, we had talked before we turned on the mics about how I remember Potomac Edison and Allegheny Power. They never would have come out to my house to tell me how I could pay them less. But you guys do that.
Well, it's kind of like my parents used to tell me when they would take me to a cafeteria for lunch. Take all you want, but eat all you take. And that's what we want. We want our members to have access to all the power they need when they need it, but we want them to use it wisely. We don't want you as a member to waste your money. So we want to try to help you figure out the best way to have all of the benefits and all of the comfort of electricity without having to break the bank every month.
And by the way, here's my 2-second commercial. One of the big things people don't know about with all the modern electronics, it's called the phantom load.
Uh-huh.
Your computer, your smart TV, all that stuff. Even though you got it off, it still draws electricity. So that's one of my big things around my house. We unplug stuff when we don't use it.
And that was one of the things that I learned. I went home that afternoon when Lewis was here, and I'm like, okay, I'm looking at everything now. I'm trying to figure out, even though it's off, it's not really off, so it's getting unplugged.
Well, one of the beauties, though, is that with our new technology, as Chris was saying, our members can go to our website and see a whole list of energy efficiency topics and things that they can do themselves to help reduce their energy usage. But when they've done the things that they know to do, call us. We'll come out. We'll inspect your home. We'll evaluate whether or not your windows are leaking or whether your thermal envelope of the house is what it needs to be. And as you said, our folks are experts, so they know what to look for and they know where to tell you how to save.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Chris, can we touch a little bit more on renewables? You
sure.
talked about it earlier,
sure.
And I'm not sure everybody understands what renewable energy is. So can we get into that a little bit
Absolutely.
When we come back? Awesome. Well, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to chat for a little bit longer. Kent Farmer is here. He is the CEO of Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Chris Scheip is also here. He is on their board of directors representing Clark, Fauquier, Stafford, a portion of Warren, and Rappahannock. I have a cheat sheet here. So
there you go.
That's how come I know it. I am Janet Michael. You are listening to The Valley Today, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today every weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. A podcast is a great way to build customer loyalty, educate your customers on your products and services, and solidify your relationship in their everyday lives. Podcasts are free for people to listen to, and their popularity has really grown in the last few years. More than half of the people living in the U.S. know what a podcast is and has listened to one. Over 17 million people in the U.S. listen to one every month. I listen to several every day. Right now, I'm in podcast production for a series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. I'm also producing a series called Educating the Valley. You can find both of those under the podcast tab on theriver953.com. I'm in the planning and content development stage for three others, one involving local authors and bookstores, one for local sports, and another about social media for small business. So if you're interested in learning more about podcasts, how they work, what kind of topics and conversations would be a good marketing fit for your business, or you just have questions about how to discover and listen to them yourself, reach out. You've got several options. So if you want to talk about a partnership with the radio station to produce and promote your podcast, send me an email at janet@theriver953.com or just leave me a message at the station, 540-635-4121. But if you want to talk strategy, host your own podcast, or just learn more about podcasts in general, send me a text, 540-409-6703, or an email to janet@javamediamarketing.com, and we'll make plans to have coffee. Oh, one last thing. If you're already a podcast addict, send me a text or an email with your favorite podcast. I am always looking for new stuff to listen to. Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We are in the studio today with Kent Farmer. He is the CEO for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Chris Scheip is also here with us. He is on their board. And Chris, when we backed out of the last segment, I rattled off the list of counties that you represent, but kind of didn't give the whole picture.
Actually, as a board member, we select board members from regions to make sure that that region is properly represented. But once we are elected, we serve all the members. You know, there's no Clark County board member versus the Fauquier County board member or whatever. Once we get elected, we are to represent all the members of the co-op. All we're trying to do is make sure that every area has a bit of representation.
And that makes sense because, you know, a Clark Broward County resident then would choose you from their list of people that may be running for that particular board seat.
Exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. So we were talking in the first segment, you had mentioned renewables.
Yes.
And that's another one of those things that I don't think a lot of people often think about when they consider their power. We just want the lights to come on. We want the laptop to fire up and our TVs to work. We don't necessarily think where that power comes from. But you were talking about renewables. Can you explain what renewables are?
Sure. Probably the two biggest things that people remember about renewables. And again, Clark County folks, there's been folks out there, very early adopters of solar and wind. And also, you know, you go to Double Tollgate, there's a huge commercial solar installation at Double Tollgate, of which Rappahannock, through our power supplier, buys part of that power. But people can put rooftop solar on. They can put it on their house, okay, and we'll help them do that, and we'll make sure that it's installed properly. And then it's called what they call net metering, meaning that at the end of the month, the amount of power that they generate versus the amount of power they use, there's a net bill there. Also, wind is a big deal. The other thing Rappahannock does is part of our power supply mix. We are, like they say, a very diversified all-the-above power supply mix. We buy our power through an organization called ODEC, not to get into all this technical stuff, but ODEC is our cooperative power supplier. ODEC buys their power from, part of it is coal, part of it is nuclear, part of it is wind, part of it is solar, part of it is gas, and it provides a nice diversified portfolio for our members.
Now, what is Cooperative SunShare? Is that solar?
Yes. And that is something that I've been very passionate about since we've started to pull all that together. Essentially, what a Cooperative SunShare is, it allows our members to essentially lease part of a solar panel and take advantage of it. You pay, off the top of my head, 5 cents a kilowatt hour to lease that panel, and then you save the difference between the amount that it costs you to lease that panel, that part of that panel, 5 cents a kilowatt, and what the power supply costs. And generally, power supply right now costs what?
About seven and a half cents.
So basically, you're right off the top, you're saving about 2 cents a kilowatt hour.
But it's an opportunity for our members who may not have the ability to put solar panels on their home or solar panels on their property. They can still participate in renewable energy if they want to. As a matter of fact, we even got legislation passed this year at the General Assembly that allows us to expand our renewable footprint. Up until this year, that was capped through the legislature at approximately 1% of our total load. We've gotten that increased to 7% in the coming year. It will eventually grow to 9%. And we continue to expand the utilization of those programs wherever we can.
Well, and that's one of the things that I associate with as a benefit to being a member of a co-op, because you guys do have a little bit more flexibility sometimes than these larger, you know, industry-based electric power companies, where you can look at something and see, hey, we have the ability to do this, and kind of roll it out as you go along.
Well, and we learn that technology. We want to be our members' energy experts. So when solar power first came out, we installed a solar facility at our office in Fredericksburg just to teach us everything that we needed to know so that we could share that information with our members. But it has been a wonderful educational tool. We've had county commissioners come in. We've had state legislators come in to observe this solar facility we've got at our Fredericksburg office and learn more about it. Today, we have over 1,000 of our residential members that are net metering. They have installed some form of renewable, primarily solar, at their locations, and we are net metering all of that usage for them. But the other benefit is that we've saved a lot of members money on the installation, because unfortunately, there are a lot of folks out there that will come and tell you, once you install this system, you'll never have to pay the utility again. That could not be further from the truth. And quite frankly, we have helped our members save thousands of dollars on installation. We've also helped them in how to better manage their solar production within their home. So again, we want to be our members' energy expert, and whether it's renewables or fossil fuels, whatever, we want to be there for you.
Well, and that's one of the other things, too, because this is a win-win situation no matter how you look at it. I mean, when you're looking at solar and you're looking at these renewables, you're helping save the planet. Absolutely. To a certain degree. We hear a lot in the news about climate change and things like that, so you're doing your part there. But at the same time, it is saving me money. It's allowing me to better manage my energy and my energy costs.
It just fits with our mission. Our mission is to provide reliable, affordable energy and do so in an environmentally sustainable manner. So,
well, and so let me ask you, because that kind of brings me to my next question. You know, solar is great, and I've seen enough shows to know that the sun doesn't necessarily have to be shining in order for you to be making solar energy. I've learned there was a show I watched that Building Off the Grid. You have to have some sun, but it puts out a lot of energy. How reliable is it? I mean, I know reliability is a big thing in the power industry.
Well, it's not there yet, okay? I mean, quite frankly, battery technology is not reliable or affordable yet. And so, again, solar is just one part of the mix. And I think Kent touched on it. What we do as board members is we try and find that balance between reliability and affordability. It needs to be part of the puzzle. And as it evolves and as battery technology evolves, it'll make more sense. But right now, it's not quite there. You know, you can't depend on solar yet. And so that's why we want to find the right balance, and we want to do the right thing. One thing that's very important to me is keeping rates affordable. And so that's why we need to keep a mix of power in our – and that's why we've also gone to gas plants. Gas plants are currently – they have lower carbon footprint, and they're very affordable right now. So it's finding the right mix.
Awesome. Well, I tell you what, let's take one more quick break. When we come back, we'll kind of wrap up our conversation and give people an idea of where they can go get more information. I want to make sure we plug the event in June. Yep. Because that's where I understand I'm going to get to drive an electric car.
There you go.
I'm very excited about that. So we're going to do all of that when we come back. We are in the studio today with Kent Farmer. He is the CEO at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Chris Scheip is also here. He is one of their board members. I am Janet Michael, and you are listening to The Valley Today.
Hi, this is attorney Suzanne Herskowitz. We've all heard the phrase, where there's a will, there's a way. Take that phrase and apply it to yourself. When you make time to connect your will to your final wishes, you're making sure that what happens is what you want. The state has a will for you, even if you don't have one for yourself. Should you pass without a will or trust, your assets will be divided according to the state's guidelines, not based upon what you or your family wants or needs. When you hire attorney Suzanne Herskowitz, you get me. You'll never meet with an assistant because you and your family are worth my complete and undivided attention. I'm licensed in Virginia, West Virginia, and even Florida. I also focus on business law, real estate, and elder issues. To find me, just look in the Yellow Pages or search Suzanne Herskowitz online. I won't make you spell my last name, but my first name is spelled S-U-Z-A-N, just like it sounds, Suzanne. Let's make sure where there's a will, there's a way applies to you. Visit SuzanneHerskowitz.com and make an appointment.
Welcome back to The Valley Today. I am your host, Janet Michael. We have a few minutes left in the studio. We have been chatting with Kent Farmer. He is the CEO at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Chris Scheip is also here. He is a member of their board. And one of the things that Kent said, Kent, you said you wanted to make sure we touched on was reliability. It's what some of the things we were talking about when we went to break last time, because we all want to make sure our power works. Absolutely. When we flip those switches.
Absolutely. I know we've had some pretty significant storms up in this area. We've also are still battling the ash borer issue. Mm-hmm. Where they got into the trees. We are dedicating extra manpower and extra time and clearing our rights of ways and trying to make sure that the danger trees that could come down and interrupt your service are being taken down before that happens. We're also looking at storm hardening the system. A lot of the system that we took over from Allegheny was, as Chris mentioned, was not in the best shape. And we're out there rebuilding a lot of those lines to strengthen them. And hopefully that will translate into a more reliable service.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, granted, I live in Middletown, so I don't know that in the last 15 years I've lived in this house, I've had a power outage maybe 3 times. And it's never been out for more than a couple of hours. Now, I chalk that up because I'm living in an actual town and community. I'm not out somewhere. But you guys are pretty phenomenal about getting everything turned back on, regardless of what kind of weather and road conditions are out there.
When everyone else is being sent home is when we call our folks to work. So.
I don't doubt that at all. And Chris, you wanted to make sure that we touched on the proxies because I just got my Cooperative Living magazine in the mail this week. So
and again, you're member owners. This is your cooperative. So you're going to get a proxy in the mail. We encourage you to take a look at the candidates, return that proxy. We need to hear from you. We need you to participate in this democratic process. That's the wonderful thing about the co-op is you are a member. You are an owner. You do get to participate.
And that's my favorite part. I get to feel like I'm part of it and not just somebody that I'm sending a check to or going on my app because I do pay it on the app because I love the app.
And one other little thing I wanted to make sure our members were aware of. Please get on Smart Hub. Sign up. You can learn so much about your energy usage. I mean, I talk to folks all the time that they get a high bill, and sometimes it's because of a bad heat pump or a bad hot water heater. And Smart Hub will help you track your energy usage and see maybe some ways that you can keep your bills lower.
Awesome. And the biggest thing is go to the website, myrec.coop, and there you can sign up for Smart Hub. You can get energy saving tips. Can you guys hang out for a little bit? And maybe we'll talk a little bit more about energy tips and stuff and tack that onto the podcast when we're done?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Sounds good.
Well, we are going to wrap up today's episode. We have been in the studio chatting with Kent Farmer. He is the CEO at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Chris Scheip has also been here. He is a member of the board representing the entire board, but is also from Clark County. So we always like it when somebody local is here. I am Janet Michael. You have been listening to The Valley Today. Oh, and one more thing before we start our after-the-show conversation. Check out my new podcast series with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative on theriver953.com. Just click podcast, then choose We Are REC. We're going to be releasing new episodes every week on a wide range of topics. But head over to theriver953.com and check out the podcast series. You can also download it and subscribe for free in the Apple Podcast app, Google Podcast app, and on Spotify. Welcome back to The Valley Today. After the show, we are still in the studio. We've been having a lovely conversation with Kent Farmer. He is the CEO for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. Chris Scheip is also here. He is one of their board members and a Clark County resident. So we covered all kinds of stuff during the show, but still probably didn't touch on a third of the things that Rappahannock Electric Cooperative offers to its members and to the community as a whole. You guys have events coming up. I mean, there is a ton of stuff
out there. It is. As a matter of fact, on June the 6th, we will have our Get Connected event at the Frederick County Fairgrounds. We'll start that afternoon, I think, around 4 o'clock. Please come out. We'll have all of our folks there to answer any questions you have. You'll be able to take a ride in our electric vehicle if you'd like. But anything that didn't get covered this morning that you have a question about, don't hesitate to either pick up the phone and call us or go to our website. You can submit questions on the website, and we'll get that information back to you as quickly as we can. The only other thing I'd like to plug a little bit, if I could, is our annual meeting. That's scheduled for August the 22nd. It's going to be held at the Fredericksburg Expo Center. We'd love all the members who can come to come. But if you can't, again, that meeting will be webcast on our website. But again, just an additional reminder, get your proxy filled out and sent back in, because that's your way of participating in that meeting. So.
Well, and you, we touched on it several times throughout the show. I can't say enough about Smart Hub and the app. I mean, it lets me know when my bill has come in. I get text alerts when I signed up initially. If I'm at work and something happens in my neighborhood, it tells me that my power is out. It tells me when it's back in. We've used it here at the station multiple times, especially during the last few months with this crazy weather. If we get a report that, you know, power is out somewhere, I can pull up my app. It doesn't even have to be my area.
Exactly.
And see, okay, this is how many people are affected. This is where they're thinking. There's already somebody on the way, and it was a transformer. It's a tree down. You guys give a lot of information in that Smart Hub app.
Well, most people simply want to know. They recognize we're going to have power outages. But when they occur, they want to know, well, what caused it and when might it be back on? And so we've had a tremendous focus on getting that information back out to the smart app on your phone so that you've got that information as quickly as we can get it to you. And if we estimate that the power is going to be on in an hour and we discover there's additional problems, we'll go back and update that. most of the time we're trying to get your power back on before we say it's going to be back on. So,
well, and you mentioned it too during the show. You can go into that app and look at your own energy usage, and you can track it and see. You can compare it this January to last January. You can look and see, you know, all of the different things that are impacting how much your bill is every month.
You can. Unfortunately, not all of our members have access to the internet at their homes. And that's another issue that we're working on, is trying to help facilitate getting broadband into the rural areas. It's a lot different than the electric business. So we'll have to go at it a lot differently. But we're starting with that process. We're putting in 900 miles of fiber backbone to connect all of our substations and all of our offices. And we're hopeful that that's going to be the first step of helping rural areas get access to internet service.
So you're kind of breaking ground from a broadband perspective, much like they were back in the 30s when they were breaking ground to get power to these rural communities.
Very much so. But again, the technologies are extremely different, and as are the cost and the economics of that service versus electricity. But again, we recognize that from an economic development perspective, our local communities need to have access in order to be able to grow. Again, we're focused on the benefits of our community, so we're trying to help facilitate that.
Well, and Chris, you touched on it at the beginning of the show. You're out and about in the community. I mean, you live in Clark County, and people frequently will come up and ask you a question. You guys encourage that, not just you
Absolutely.
As a personal board member,
Absolutely.
But all board members.
Exactly.
All board members and all employees.
All employees. And that's one thing I really wanted to make sure. Shout out to all the Rappahannock employees. We've got a wonderful, dedicated group of employees, and I'm so thankful and grateful for all their work. Again, they're out there in all kinds of weather. They're handling very difficult situations, whether it be at the contact center, and they're just great folks, and they really do care about our members. Final thing about broadband, you know, we certainly want to support broadband. But remember, we don't have exclusive right to serve. So there's a whole bunch of different dynamics about broadband. And we could do a whole podcast on broadband, and maybe we need to. But just make sure that everybody knows that Rappahannock wants to do what makes sense to help our communities.
And that's why it's important to vote, to make sure that
Indeed.
You're voting for the people that are on the board that share that same vision with you. If that's something that's important to you, that's what you want to look at when you're filling out your proxy ballots.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming to hang out. We're going to wrap up one more time.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Chris, thanks for coming.
Glad to be here.